When are people going to discover how corny stand-up is?
Dude, I think it's coming.
It's coming.
I think it about, like...
Bro.
It's not even that it's coming. It's just there's a group of kids who's... I mean, stand-up will be good for, like, 10 to 15-minute quips. The hour-long special, I think, will die.
Yeah.
I think stand-up will be fun. And this is what I think stand-up is actually supposed to be for, is, like... Not like late night monologue, but like you should write like 20-minute specials about what's going on in like a given 6-month time. Hit it, forget it, see what else is going on. It should be reduced to like
that's 20. Live at the Cellar, by the way. That's a show on Comedy Central.
Is it really?
Every week it's called Live at the Cellar, and
they do like
topical weekly stand up. That was the joke. That was the audition I bombed.
Well, they didn't want you to win it, bro.
No, they did.
So you need that?
Comedy Central wanted me to get that. And I auditioned it at the fucking asshole Cellar. And I fucking bombed. Like, I took Adderall that day.
When's it come back on? You could probably do it again, though, if it's like a
recurring
thing.
I will do
thing.
It again.
Yeah, dude.
But.
Trust me.
All I did was try to make my
cover
jokes.
Hong Kong,
I just tried to make my jokes topical. Like, just whatever material I already had. I was like, the UFC just happened this week. Here's my Nate Diaz impression. Like, it was so bad, dude.
Yeah, they need that, but a lot of the TV stuff gets filtered through like people's ideological lenses. So if you have like the cop show, if you're doing open mic where you're just hitting fucking like random open mics and you're putting the cream of the crop on, or like whoever crushes around the thing, if you're just traveling around hitting all that, put that on a show, dude, that would crush, dude.
Dude.
That would be awesome.
If you did NFL Red Zone for stand up and you set up cameras at the asshole Cellar, if you set it at the cool ass fucking stand,
yeah.
If you set one at the store, and you're just like, oh, shit, Rogies is on. Let's cut over to Rogues.
That's what it should be called.
But nobody in there is going to want to give up their material.
Forget about it. Forget about your live special, dude. You're putting out nuggets. People are like, fuck yeah. Then they fuck with your podcast. So stand-up should be
I hear you, but...
That's how it's
going
to go.
That is how it's going. That's what... what's his name doing? Schultz. Andrew Schultz is doing that.
He's just live-streaming all this
Andrew,
stuff.
Another elite dog.
We're going to become webcam models, dude. Guys are going to jerk off. And like,
dude, my Instagram... My Instagram got like... Not verified, but once you hit...
Stop.
Once you
get the check?
I didn't get the check. Once you hit 10K followers, it goes to this weird, like, you're an influencer.
What?
Your profile changed. When I hit 10K on followers, it changed the format of the Instagram, and it was like, you have to define what you are, like comedian, actor, activist, like there's a list
activist,
of things you have
obviously.
To select. And then you can promote posts. It also shows you who's interacting with your posts now. It shows you like where people are looking at your posts, how many profile views you got that day. Like
that's hilarious.
It's crazy. You just instantly become.
You have
a
metrics now.
I have metrics. As soon as you get to 10,000 followers, you get metrics on your Instagram.
That's fucking crazy.
It is.
You know what you got to do right now is rent a Ferrari. And just go into your garage and be like, hey guys, real
and
quick.
And promote it.
You should be like, ask me how I got all this. You should go full Ty Lopez, dude. So you have a whole new Instagram. They do that with Lyft, too. If you get like high up in the Lyft realm, your shit changes. They don't really tell you.
Oh, really?
Lyft drivers have told me. They're like, dude, my Lyft is like times three all the time.
Nice. If you're like a good Lyft driver?
Yeah. If you're like putting in like the 40, 50-hour weeks, you get into like a whole different realm.
I just got a text. I have to. This sucks. I have to cancel Cap City.
Shit.
So I have to cancel a week in Austin next week.
That's some motherfucking bullshit.
That's
fucking asshole,
dude. My fucking agent and management are asshole.
That is total asshole, dude.
No, my agents and management are not asshole. It's actually one of the coolest things probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. Is what I have to cancel.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure.
And in a week or two, we'll talk about it. But obviously, right now,
can't talk. I can't, love keeping
gotta
shit
talk.
Under wraps.
We
got
to keep it under wraps. But next week, I'm doing something that you kind of dream of doing.
Yeah, and if they, you know, we'll see if they're fucking asshole or not.
I think they are definitely asshole.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, dude. I bashed them in every single meeting.
Fuck, I mean,
dude, L.A. was just meetings. I would go to four different studios like a day.
Well, yeah, how was that?
And sit down with cream of the crop Jays.
These dudes were fucking.
I sat with the Illuminati. The Sony Illuminati tried to get me to fucking stay. They're like, stay in LA, stay here.
Why? Dude, what the fuck are they going to do?
Sony, I don't
know. Imagine being so rich to see people like working their whole lives and be like, well, I can make money off that guy.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
That's crazy.
They're just like, we love you, everybody. Like, oh my God, we love you. Yeah. Except one company that was really... Everybody was cool as fuck. One company... I'll tell you after. It was fucking hilarious.
Really? Jerks?
To just sit there and just be like... They just listed a couple of the comedy specials they produced.
Yeah.
And it was just dud, dud, dud. And I was just sitting there like, I can leave.
Fuck.
Yeah. And it was all weird specials. It wasn't like a normal...
Yeah. Yeah. Telling you, dude, wave of the future is like, drop the special... Get onto whatever platforms are around. Get on all of them. And then the new... there was that Gaffigan article. I think... what's his name? I can't think of his name. The guy's a man. Tim...
Dylan.
Tim Dylan fucking put out an article about Gaffigan, who's like now going on like Amazon or some weird shit.
Tim Dylan and Andrew Schultz... Like, Andrew Schultz has been leading the charge on this pretty hard.
Louis
produced his own thing. Which, by the way, that's the only thing I talked about in every single meeting was Donald Trump and Louis. I don't think I was supposed to do that, but that's what I was doing.
Why? What was their problem?
They would be like, who's like your favorite comedian?
You said Donald Trump.
I said Louis every single time, and then it instantly would get into PC and how
they say
dude, behind closed doors, every single person is like...
Nobody likes this shit, dude.
Nobody likes it.
Fuck, I knew
it. And that was with every possible studio and production, like... Every TV, every fucking show I went to.
Everybody hates it, dude.
Everybody hates the PC.
I'm in the belly of the beast, and there's only like five people. There's a bunch of people who are like that whole SJW PC thing is like a kind of like a siren. Like, it calls people attention to stuff, and you're like, okay, I see this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, here's what we're going to do. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, 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 no. You guys, no, no, no. You guys are very bad.
No, 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 no.
It's nice you drew all of our attention to that.
Yeah.
We'll figure out a good thing around that.
Thoughtful.
Slow the fuck down.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, dude. But most people in my school are like, all right, we get it. And then there's a couple who are just feeding off this shit. And it's like, fuck, nobody likes it.
Dude, imagine the Trojan horse you and I are.
I mean.
You're fucking Trojan horsing into the fucking world of education. I just went into Hollywood. Two of the fucking meccas for liberal fucking
bullshit
gay think.
Damn, dude, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, and everybody in Hollywood was like, yeah, we're done with this. Everybody's done with
it. It's not working for them.
Yes, yeah, so that's not making money.
People have spoken.
That's what
dude.
This whole thing was about. And always will be.
Yeah, of course.
Them sitting around being like, it was just funny to sit there and everybody's like, when do you think Louis's coming back? Like, everybody was like, he's the best.
They're letting that guy go. Who was that senator guy that got in trouble? He had like bushy ass eyebrows, kind of looked like.
Are you talking about Al Franken?
Franken, whatever. Franken. They're letting him. They're like, all right, our bad. We didn't mean to slam dunk a Me Too on you that hard. But I think that the agreement is like, all right, we're getting Louis back then.
Yeah,
Franken for Louis.
There should be. It is like the racial draft. The left and the right. We get Louis back.
I think what that was for all like the PCSJW stuff was like these corporations were like, oh fuck, we're gonna get in trouble, and they're like, all right, and then they're like, you think this is like a business, and they try to like invest in it, and they're like, ah yeah, everybody hates this, and they're like, all right, let's fucking run it back again. People fucking hate it, dude.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Atlantic did this study years ago where it's like 70 on average, about 70% of people from every race kind of are like, yeah, this shit's out of control.
That's what, like, all these people would be like, do you think Louis's coming back, or like, when? And I'd be like, definitely. And I was like, also, if you leave, like, this industry, or like, woke people in a city, literally no one cares.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No one knows.
No.
People, like, if you talk to, like, women, even fucking chicks in a city, just talk to them, be like, Louis's, like, why would he be in trouble? Like, he jerked off in front of girls.
Dude.
They'll be like, what?
You get the most freedom of the freedom fighters one-on-one. I'm speaking from experience, bro. They're like, yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I've laid and gazed into their eyes, dude. I've slept with the enemy. This is way back when. This is back, you know, I was dating and stuff on Tinder. When I was on Chinder. I would go on dates and just argue with women, and then we'd finally take it, dude. I would sheath my sword, dude, like on the romance cover, like, let's lay down. I would just like...
And you would lay with them.
The half-hard dick, be like, okay, let's just stop. Then we would sit there and talk, and it was just kind of like... And I would talk to them about stuff, and dude, like, it was the one lady was really funny. She was just like, I used to work in retail, and I just fucking hate Asians. I'm like, dude, you were just arguing with me about me saying white trash. What the fuck? So it's funny, you get a... You know, I'm not saying, you know... Well, her argument was just like... She wasn't SJW, but she was like the reality. There was a sinister reality underlying her SJW dumb, where she was in retail and she was just, China was asshole to her. China while she was retail, she said China was asshole.
China, dude, I got some intel.
In retail.
I got some intel.
Which is fine. It just doesn't mean every Chinese person is an asshole. But if you leave, if you're in retail, brace
they
yourself.
Because
Chinese
if
can
you
be
are
asshole.
A, if you are a waiter or a waitress, prepare for Indians. And Indians will come in and they are asshole.
They're asshole.
I've seen it.
Really?
Indians are very disrespectful to the servants. Like, they treat them like servants.
What do they try to, like, fuck you?
No, they just fucking, like,
they try to sway you to their harem.
Go get us the fucking water.
Really? Yeah. They treat they yeah. Well, they have servants.
You know,
well, that's a caste system, dude.
Exactly.
They're, if there's people like socially below you, it's totally. I watched
dude,
someone
the Koreans recently, when I was Ubering.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Cool.
They were just like, quit. They just acquitted you to like a total rickshaw.
I was
like,
absolutely a rickshaw pulling five Koreans. I'm like, oh, so you guys are you guys go to Penn? That's cool. I live right by Drexel. Cool. Oh, cool. What
some,
the fuck?
Dude, you didn't even look. Oh,
he's like,
my God.
What the fuck? I was like, I got that. I heard that one. I understood that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, too man. Funny. I and can read Shane's face. He has a negative thought. He goes, it's everything I've said all weekend.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. I supported you in
you
your
did,
darkest
you
hour.
You did. You helped me out.
What the fuck? Sad O'Connie. There's nothing worse than a sad O'Connie.
Dude.
It's tough to look at.
It's tough, especially in the realm of stand-up. If you're just anywhere else and you're like, oh, you're having a shitty time, stand-up is it's just the worst when you're having a tough time.
Yeah.
Just the way it's structured. It's like you're a piece of shit until you're like mega famous, successful.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the way everybody treats you.
And everybody.
Like, just everybody. Like, people from your hometown are like, oh, you're still doing it.
Yep.
It's like, yeah. The
well,
fuck?
It's a 360 slam because, yeah, it's the people from the hometown that are like, what are you doing? And then there's the other people higher up, not all the time, but a lot of them who tend to just be like, hold you at bay, be like, credits. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Motherfucker. I hated that, dude.
The credits? Credits bother the fuck out of me.
That killed me, man. When I was sitting in a room, and then you see people who have just like, and I'm not talking shit, but there'd be comedians who are like fucking 45 years old, being like, oh yeah, that's my agent too. Fucking Trackman would do that.
Yeah.
That's my agent too. And it's like, dude, give it up, bro.
Yeah.
Give it the fuck up. You're dude. Making 100 G's a year, doing your bullshit you've done from 1988. Be happy you're not in a fucking garage, dude. Just
yeah.
be like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm chilling. But it's like, it's the only job that you can make 100 grand a year and be fucking miserable.
Yeah. Sure. Dude, the hierarchy in stand-up is very weird. Like, the people's commitment to it. People
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. There,
well, if you're bad, you need to maintain that wall.
Totally.
If you
yeah.
suck, you need to push whoever's around you
yeah,
down.
You need to be like,
for sure.
Open
for
micer,
sure.
fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
you like talk in those kind of ways. It's just like... I don't know. The difference between open micers and people making money is not
it's
that
1 year.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
1 year of
not
still doing
big.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
1 year of networking away from being an opener.
It's crazy,
that's all it
man.
Takes.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. And then you can just open long enough that you become a headliner. That's
yeah.
it. Just
yep.
by default, a club will be like, yeah, you know, I've used you a bunch. You want to open a shitty
shit
weekend?
Grandfather did.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude. The person who gives me a lot of hope, Sodies.
Danny
always
Sodies.
Been the fucking man, dude.
Yeah.
From day one. Always been the fucking man.
Humble king, dude.
Exactly. That's
very
yeah,
humble king.
For real.
That's why I laid myself on the cross for him via tweet. Then I felt like a dumb pussy.
God damn it. You were like crucified. Like, no, cut me down. Cut me down.
Yeah,
never
this
mind.
Is gay. I shouldn't have been a martyr. This is stupid. I feel gay for trying to do this. Oh, dude. I tweeted out like, thanks for putting me on this list of top 10 comics, but Dan Soder should be on here. Take me the fuck off. Like,
what did he say? Man.
Well, I was talking to him before, and it, you know.
Yeah.
It was just, it's frustrating, because no matter what you do or get, you're always going to be frustrated by
that's
something.
That's what I'm saying.
You're always going to be frustrated. So then when they come out, when Soder had an incredible year in comedy,
yeah,
they listed top 10 comedians of the year. Also, no Schultz on that. Shocking.
Yeah.
Schultz is in fucking Egypt right now. Like,
yeah.
dancing on pyramids. Like, not the best. It's
yeah.
like,
nah,
no, that's crazy what he did this
well,
year.
It was just subjective. The people putting
but
it together.
Then, as soon as I posted that, because I love Soder and I felt bad that he felt bad. So I was like, let's all take a minute to recognize that he had a fucking HBO special.
Bowdor, Humble
Bonfire,
King.
Fucking billion, like all that.
Yeah.
Like, he's, come on. And then I talked to the people, the Interrobang people were like, hey, because they texted me.
Sure.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry, but like I felt bad. And they were like, yeah, it's more important to be on the top 10 specials, which is where we're going to put him.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't mean to trash the one publication that, like, defended me, kind of.
Well, you didn't trash them.
I didn't really, but it was.
You just
like,
fucking knelt on your sword, dude. You did, you did the honorable thing.
And then as
dude.
Soon as I knelt on my sword, I got, like, one bad tweet, and I was like, fuck, I am gay.
Yeah. What did someone say?
Someone's like, this guy folds under any pressure. Fuck him, SNL. Like, it was just instantly like, ah, shit.
That'd be funny if it was just a Russian troll who like started following comedy and was just like, fuck this guy.
I can manipulate this guy so easily. Just one bad tweet will delete it right away.
I read that tweet. I thought it was in jest. I read that and started laughing.
My tweet?
No, the guy who said, this guy folds under pressure. I thought he was just fucking, I thought that was a joke.
Maybe.
I read that as a joke.
No, there's a lot of mean boys out there.
That's true. There's some motherfuckers out there.
It's mostly mean, I feel like.
Yeah, a lot of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because not many people are going to give it up to you online. Mm-hmm. No one. That's another thing.
Equally as weird.
Nobody gives it up, especially in comedy. There's nobody ever like, that guy's good.
Rainey used to always, I remember Rainey he would always give it up, which is
Heskey
sweet.
Gave it up this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Shout out James Heskey, dude.
He gave
Thank
it up.
You. Yeah, it was nice. Up. I posted a clip of stand up, which I don't know. I don't know why I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, really?
Just the Dark Goblin, dude.
True.
Starting to put out a clip and then just the Goblin would whisper and be like, this is gay. You're gay for this.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you're right. I'm sorry.
You've been listening to
Delete
them.
Delete it.
Damn.
Yeah,
because so much of your stand-up could be clipped up and stuff that's not necessarily like material that you could be putting out so
but
much.
But also, I can
shit.
Just burn material. It doesn't matter.
Either way.
I'm doing, people come see me that have seen me twice in the last 3 years, and it's a lot of the same. You know?
Do the special, dude. Louie out.
True.
Louie out. Start from scratch. That, I was thinking about that. That's got to be fucking tough when you're really dependent on the money to be like, what the fuck am I going to do? What, I got to cancel dates for like fucking 7 months?
No, dude, he would just, you know, go to clubs, do like 5 to 10 at a time.
Right.
Keep building it.
But he's still headlining though.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he would like, I think
just
after. Yeah, because there's also a little bit of time, right? It's like you shoot the special and then you have a couple months.
Yeah, you have several months.
You where like you can like,
3 months.
I got you, got you, got you.
But in 3 months, I'll come up with one fucking bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. You know.
Start microdosing.
No.
You should.
I would micro. Yeah, I don't care.
Let's try it out.
I like shrooms.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Take a little bit every couple days. You'd be surprised. I'll get the juices flowing.
True. The juices are flowing right now. I feel good.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
You had some good fun weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. I was always, I think Burr talks about this, about how he thought that, like, in order to be a good comic, you had to be, like, dark and twisted and have a horrible life. And it's like, no, it's like when you want to do creative endeavors, being happy lends itself to
it
more creative
so
endeavors.
Much.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just kind of like, this sucks. It's like you don't get anything done ever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a dark shit. Just living a life is important.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to be a dark twist.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it just doesn't have to. Yeah, it doesn't have to be stripper parties.
Doesn't have to
I mean,
be
dude, I'm
parties,
not
going to
lie, Connor. I would have. That's a fucking tempt. Well, that was a funny thing about. We were talking about Gerby's, about how. And I used to always be like, oh, man, stand-up's not even real work. Like, I'm painting houses. This is hard work. And then, like, now that I think about it, dude, the fucking anxiety of knowing I'm going to have a show. My whole weekend, I'm just like, fuck. To go somewhere, wrap your day up by 3 and be like, all right, I can just go do whatever I want. Pretty fucking nice.
Yeah.
Of course, the wear on the. Although the wear on the shell in terms of like fucking like using your body all day, stand up, you're up late at night. You know, it's
also party lifestyle. Like you're not really recovering a whole lot.
True.
You know, if you're still going hard.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. I remember as I got older, I was like, yeah, this is fucking kind of hard. And I was like, this is like hard in a weird way that like when you do a hard physical day, you get done. You're kind of tired. You're like,
feels good.
It does. Unless you do it for 40 years and like your whole body wants to shut down.
It feels bad.
But I think stand-up, dude, a lot of 40 in the 40th year of stand-up, you either get, like, weird, kind of gay healthy, or, like, or you're just kind of just, like, hurting.
Yeah. I mean, that's why
I'm making extreme.
No, but stand-up's also, it's like.
Yeah, I'm trying to get gay healthy.
Anytime you put yourself out there versus just working, there is definitely a level of fucking anxiety and stress that comes with. All of your shit depends on you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's harder than working.
No.
But it is hard as far as like.
Mentally, I would say.
It's taxing
mentally.
It also looks easy if you're good at it.
Well, it's like owning your own business. It's like owning your own business is similar.
I bet owning your own business is just hell.
It's hard.
As far as stress.
Yeah. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
I'm also worried, like, what's it do to your brain? Like, if we're just, like, animals, like, what's it do to your brain that, like, you get on stage every night for, like, 8-9 years, and, you like, your self-worth is dependent upon that. If you, like, unless you really think about it, like, you yeah. are having a very high-stress thing for a certain amount of time for a yeah. small window, and then not. And, like, that's a weird thing to do to a person I for, think, like, 9 years.
I think what yeah. happens, at least what I'm experiencing for sure, is the level of stress has dropped a lot. As far as getting on stage,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm not, like, nervous. There's not, like, a level of, I mean, there's definitely a fucking, you get adrenaline sure. from doing stand up, but it's not like it used to be where I'd be like, oh fuck, I have a spot tonight. Like, I'm like nervous for a spot. Now it's just like, oh fuck, I gotta go do this spot.
Yeah.
Like, it is work now as far as going to do a show.
Interesting.
Doing multiple hour sets is physically demanding.
That literally is like now I just started headlining. So like, on weekends, when you have two shows, that sucks.
Dude, doing two back-to-back, like, yeah. hour-long shows, that legitimately tires you out.
Yeah.
Just on a neurological level of all of your, yeah. like,
that's
weird.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
it tires you out. Dude, when I was doing stand-up when I was, like, younger, doing it, like, real hard for a year, and then I remember I stopped when I got married the first time. I'm saying that. I remember at 8 p.m. I would get an adrenaline dump. I'd be sitting there and be like, whoa, what the fuck is that? And my body was trained to release adrenaline at that time. And then I remember, like, after, like, 3 months, it went away.
Yeah.
It was weird. So yeah. your body syncs up. You're ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about it. Cause, like, you know, not concerned in a negative way, just, like, in a curious way of, like, what the fuck? Like, there's no way to judge what I'd be if I never did stand up before, but, like, what has it done to me?
Well, I mean,
with, like, all the research for oral presentations, because I'm taking it seriously. Like,
yeah.
I like doing it. But I also, like, know that I'm shoving a bunch of shit into my head and then trying to find, like, connections to it and stuff and really look at it. And then the next week, I don't think about it at all.
Yeah, it's just learning. It's You're good. Learning, bro.
You're
learning.
I know, but it's been a while. It's been a while.
What's all this knowledge doing to my brain?
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I'll hear myself talking about Princess Diana to some person and then see myself from a third person. I'm like, why are you talking about Princess Diana in the real world right now?
No, it's
like,
good.
I hear what you're saying.
You just have more shit in your brain.
No, it's good, dude. Your brain can take it.
I think with stand-up, another weird thing that happens, and you notice it when you start, and then it just becomes the way you think. You, like, think in bits.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Like, where you start thinking, like, how can I make this a bit? How is this a joke?
Yeah.
How is this? And then, I don't know, either it just is there and you don't notice anymore, or you grow out of it, but...
Yeah.
I don't feel that way anymore, but I used to for sure. Like, when you're just only obsessed with stand-up, so you're just thinking about it constantly.
I used to try to turn my brain off. Yeah, I would do the same thing. I'm like, all right, no more, dude. Turn your brain off. Don't analyze anything.
Yeah.
No more
bad bit ideas. it's just all day a bomb joke after bomb joke in your head.
For me, it was also like, who am I with? Like, if I was with like a girlfriend at the time, whatever, then like, I'm sort of on. Like, and even if I'm like really comfortable or whatever, like, that is happening, which means I'm not present, which means I'm like not really there. You know?
Or something fucked up happens and you're like, yes, it's kind of funny. I think I can warp this. And it's just,
yeah, I definitely still have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Well,
but that's kind of what got me into stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucked up thing and then just being like, how is this funny?
Yeah.
You've also talked about before where like you see, like, when shit happens, your filters are like different. Sometimes to other people, just like how you look at things from like motive. I'm not trying to like butter your bread here or anything.
No,
I'm
it's
just
okay.
saying that like you already were weird.
Yeah, we are for sure. But
Spud always says that. He's like, you guys are losers. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes.